Every job has its challenges. Tough terrain, tight spaces, short timelines. Whatever the obstacle, Bobcat is ready. At your local Curtis Lane Bobcat dealer, we turn problems into power with machines that work as hard as you do. More speed, more muscle, more options. Bobcat is built for it. You bring the obstacle, we bring the solution. Visit your local Curtis Lane Bobcat store to see a complete line of hardworking machines.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. And you may notice I'm a little bit under the weather tonight. And tonight, this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week. And the lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Back in the phone booth, we have Pastors Mighty Men and Eric and Carl manning the phones back there tonight. Here in the studio, we have our two Patriot Pastor Richard Lewis.
Okay. And welcome, everyone.
Along with our Patriot Elder Randy Barkley.
Good evening, everyone.
Right in between two of them here tonight sits none other than the studio marm, Little Lisa Hickman.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, but we passed up the glass cage.
Oh, man, we can't do that.
Look at him. I wanted to see him. He was looking to see.
He was getting nervous.
I know it. Out there. He was, you know. He's got to get a mention, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, go ahead, Randy. Say something nice about Style.
Oh, Style.
It has to be nice.
Darn. Our number one engineer producer.
How's it going?
All right. Yeah, he does a good job.
He
does a good job.
Yeah, he's trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Huh?
Oh,
well,
wow.
You don't have to lie. You know?
How's that? That's from the Boy Scouts.
There you go. Okay. So, with all of that, you know what? I don't feel good tonight, so I'm going to start out with two things in prayer. One, of course, the main thing is here, you know, and I'm going to ask all the folks out there because we really believe in prayer here. I mean, we live by prayer. We live by prayer.
Amen.
And so I'm going to ask all you folks to join with us tonight here as we pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, you've given us all these years. You've made us a watchman on the wall. You told us to go out there and to warn the people, warn the wicked and the righteous, to warn the people, to stand up, to be a light in the darkness, because we know we live it in the evil day. And we know as we see things progress, as the evil becomes more evil, and we know that your imminent return is closer than ever. And as we look up for our redemption to draw nigh, we realize that we have to continue out there. We know that the opposition, like you've told us, where it comes to the ways of the world, especially where it comes to raising money, you told us the wicked are wiser than your people. And so, Lord, we would ask, Father God, tonight, too, that you would move the hearts of the people out there as we're here, as we continue to be the watchman on the wall. And, Lord, as we continue to say, we've never given less than our best. And tonight, Lord, we, if you would move the hearts of the people to, to keep us two more nights. We have less than 4 hours left to raise enough money to stay on the air. On those stations where people are listening to us all across the country, we have less than 4 hours to raise enough money to continue to stay on those stations. So, Lord, we just, excuse me, folks. I'm going to put my finger on the cough button. I hope the cough button's hooked up to the right mic. Is it hooked up to the right mic?
We're about to find out.
Okay. Right.
All righty. But anyhow, so, yes. And again, Lord, we ask that you just move the hearts of the people, Lord, that we have another good night tonight. We've done well. I want to thank you, Lord, for all of the folks who have supported us this week so far. And, Lord, that we can run to this battle, which we've always done. And Father God, too, I sure would appreciate it, too, if you help me out some tonight, a little bit under the weather. I guess I'm just in contact with so many people all the time that I pick up those things. But you always pull me through, and so I thank you and praise you. Now speak through us. Let the Holy Ghost move through all of us here tonight.
Yes.
Lord, as we bring you, bring the folks, first the Word of God, and then the rest of the program. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. We're going to start tonight in Proverbs chapter 1, starting with verse 10. Now, in this passage here, this next 10 verses, what we're up against today, and Randy, you saw what's happening over there in Nigeria.
Yes.
More and more all over the world. These shootings that are taking place, they're going to increase. Mm-hmm. We warn people. We continue. It's going to get worse. You have an unholy alliance with the communist and the radical Islam.
Right.
In fact, a large number of so-called Muslim clerics, a large number, are actually KGB agents that were trained and schooled in Moscow to be KGB agents, okay? And we've known this for a while. And so, anyhow, we can be, we're looking to have a very interesting year.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing how what they've done in other nations. Britain's gone. England, UK is gone. It's pretty much become a Muslim nation now. It's, you know, we see Ireland is having a lot of problems right now. But America, we have to stand fast. We have to stand strong here in America. And by the way, I wanted to warn you and I, we just listened to some communist propaganda. It looked real. I mean, it looked real.
Yeah.
But it was AI.
AI.
And there's a commentator and quite an intellectual, Victor Hanson Davis, who is a very, very well-known to be a man of great intellect and respectable. Well, they have put him, and we just listened to it. I suspected right away it was AI. So, folks, if you hear and you're seeing this on the Internet where he's talking about President Trump and being enraged and going out after him, purging our military, it's a bunch of bull. It's a bunch of communist propaganda. And so don't buy into it. Again, like I said, and we can, and we've been warning people here for years that if you hear us, ever hear us on this program saying things out of context that you know we would never do, out of totally out of character, you know it's not us.
Right.
You know what is happening. So In fact, he tells you there in Matthew chapter 24 that they're going to be so convincing that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived.
That's right.
See, now we understand this. Mm-hmm. We've been watching for, and this is why we're out here to try to warn the people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take those verses one at a time. Mm-hmm. Richard, go ahead, verse 10.
My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not.
Boy, do you think our young people today? By the way, let me just say about this too. The Proverbs is supposed to be written by Solomon, and they are. But a lot of theologians believe, for a number of reasons, that actually what Solomon is doing is taking what his father, what David, had written to him, and is giving it, passing it out, okay?
Mm.
Remember, Solomon only had one son, Rehoboam, there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes on, he says...
But with this, my son, if sinners... When he talks about my son, it's interesting that he's always... When you read through Proverbs, I mean, it really... If you would listen to that as a young person, you really could live a lot better life than going on your own. And so there's so many good principles here when he's relating to that. So we need to look at that as he's speaking to the youth.
Well, that's one of the reasons that the opposition has come up with all the New Age versions, over 200 versions.
Right.
Because they change everything, the way it's in and it's done. So, and the next verse. Now, this describes communism of today that we have. And what we're up against today. Yeah.
If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause.
Now, here, give me some good examples of that. I mean, there's some real good examples of that, starting with, obviously, with abortion.
Yeah,
you know, right now, a horrible, horrible thing that has been taking place, and that is that... Here, the blue states, the Democratic Communist Party states, have been passing legislation allowing babies to be killed after they're born. And here, in fact, New Mexico, Colorado, Minnesota, Maryland, Oregon, and even in California, Newsom, This evil, wicked, ungodly, abominable man actually signed legislation that would allow you to kill babies 28 days after they're born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so here he says, if they say, come and let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Everything on the left is evil. I mean, And the Democratic Communist Party today, the fastest growing religion is the Church of Satan, the Church of Satan. So here, but where else do we have? Well, if you take a look at this, the war that we have, I want to praise the good Lord because Trump has been able to, and our military has been able to cut down the amount of the drugs that's been coming in by 93%, which that's tremendous because how many people, you know, we lost 500,000 people just in 1 year, just in 1 year, and most of those were children.
Mm.
Okay, they say, come with us and let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privately for the innocent without cause. Does that not sound exactly like what they're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down to the pit. The pit's shoal is what he's talking about. It's hell, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead. And you know, again, we're talking their religion is Satanism now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil.
What did Karl Marx teach about being justified to take from the bourgeoisie when he warned the, when he preached to the people that you've got the right, you're justified morally right to go ahead and kill the wealthy people, the ones that have earned their wealth, mm-hmm. and take it because they've earned it off your back. So you've got the right to kill them. This this fella, what's his name, Mangini, the one
Mangionio,
the one that it killed that shot that man in the back.
Yeah,
the who was a father, and because he was wealthy and apparently Mangione had a problem with coverage mm-hmm. of not getting health care coverage or somebody, one of his relatives or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he justified, and you have the young communist in this country today, the Democrats, they've made him an icon. They raised funds for him because to them, someone who would shoot a man in the back. Okay, I got to stop for just a minute and just say Maryland and where is that, Arkansas? Arkansas pledges 40. Thank you, Maryland. Mm-hmm. Bernice in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Bernice.
Yes.
The numbers are 888-281-1110. If folks, if you pledge, it'll make me feel better. If you want, it'll make me feel a lot better. Or 888-677-9673. So if you love me out there, ladies, and help me, make me feel better, pledge 888-677-9673. Because the question is, do I feel worse than I look, or do I look worse than I feel?
Don't put that open for discussion.
Yeah, no. We'll leave that bad. We'll leave it alone. All right. So here, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil.
You know, Pastor, that also the Islamic clerics, as you mentioned, with this Sharia law, they want to institute, and they believe that they can tax basically the infidels, and you know, they can acquire from them whatever tax in order, if they want to stay alive, either you convert to Islam or you pay that tax, and they can exercise that tax at whatever amount they want to.
Well, they have a lot of things that they under Islam, they can lie to anyone that's not Muslim, what they call infidels.
Mm-hmm.
It's justifiable to lie, or and you can kill the Jews. All Jews you can kill and mm-hmm. be justified in killing the Jews. You can also, to avoid a fight, a Muslim male man can lie to another Muslim man if it'll avoid a fight between two Muslims, okay? Mm-hmm. That's accepted. But there's a whole lot of things that God's Word, the Bible, makes very, very clear is an abomination. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Islam actually, folks, is really not, in a sense, a religion as it is as much as a political position. It really is, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and again, like I said, we've been telling people when Abomination was in office, mm-hmm. he was bringing in all kinds of cell groups, hardcore Islamic cell groups, mm-hmm. and they're all over the country today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're waiting, and they're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have Sari in Ohio pledges $60. Thank you, Sari. And Cheryl in New Jersey pledges $100. Thank you, Cheryl. Again, let me give those numbers out. 888. Hey, the ladies care for me. Thank you, ladies. Yeah, they're helping me so far.
They want you to feel better.
Every single one, yeah. Every single one that's pledged their women tonight. So thank you, ladies. I don't feel good at all, but yeah. I got to make it through tonight.
Yeah. Let me give those numbers out for you then. 888-281-1110 and 888-677-9673.
All righty. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have, now listen to this. Let us all have one purse. Is that communism or socialism, they want to call it, or not?
Yes, that's right.
That's exactly what the idea is. My son, in other words, under socialism, you have the wealth is equal. The top 2% of the card-carrying Communist Party are billionaires. I mean, they're very wealthy, but the rest of the party, the rest of the people, the are equally destitute. Mm. I mean, and that's what communism does. It makes them all equally destitute. And so, there you go. My son, walk not thou in the way of them, refrain thy foot from their path. Go ahead, Richard.
For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood.
Boy, do we see that. I mean, is this not... did you notice something here we've had? And, of course, we talked about that last night. But you don't hear any conservatives, Republicans out there talking about wanting to kill these people, okay? Mm-hmm. All of these people that have set people on fire, killed them, stabbed them, these are all Democrats, all of them. Not, you know, 100%.
Yeah.
And that is, again, the Bible says those that hate God love death, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives.
Now, they do that in the sense that, well, we see all of these suicide bombers, okay, mm-hmm. out there. They're killing themselves out there. But they want death. They embrace death. Okay, the Democrats will defend drug dealers. They'll always take the wrong side, even though those of them that have children of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And a good example, I think, of that you might see is just what happened with Rob Reiner and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he raised his children up to be liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? You know, his son comes back and his son murders his parents.
Mm-hmm.
We go ahead.
So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which take away the life of the owners thereof. Exactly what you're saying.
That is communism, which is Satanism.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, we'll be back right after this.
True.
He's mine, too, and if he's not yours, you're in more trouble than you know. And anyhow, I want to thank Vera in New York and Rose in New York. And we got our first man tonight,
oh,
Carl,
yeah.
in Toledo. Thank you, folks out there. We're going to, the numbers are 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. And I'm going to put my money where the mouth are. My mouth where my money's at. Whatever. Put me down for $1,000.
All right.
And can I get a match? Can I get a match out there for my $1,000? Right now we're going to go with Craig Rydell. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
I'm well. Tell you the truth, I've had better days. But anyhow, besides the point. We have to, yeah. You're running for Ohio Senate, State Senate, and boy, I'm going to tell you, we've been warning people, you know, we ended up with a Rhino Blue 22, and we warned and warned people about that, and that's why we're having you folks on the radio program, because people, to vote, you don't just vote for someone because they've got an R behind their name, do you?
Yeah, you know, there's different sorts of conservatives and Christian conservatives. I guess I consider myself, you know, I am a Republican, but you know, I really consider myself a strong Christian conservative, and you know, I live in Northwest Ohio. I live in Defiance, which is very close to the Indiana state line, and actually, not that far from the Michigan border as well. We're kind of tucked up here, you know, in the corner here up in northwest Ohio. And this part of Ohio tends to be, you know, extremely conservative, very conservative. When President Trump has always done very well over here, when Bernie Moreno won his Senate campaign a year ago, he did exceptionally well here in northwest Ohio. You know, a lot of pastor, a lot of, you know, German Catholic in this part of the state. And when they came over from Europe, they settled in over here. And, you know, I'm certainly proud to live here in northwest Ohio. And, you know, like I said, we're, you know, I would, you know, I consider myself a strong Christian conservative. And that's why we're doing this. Pastor, I was actually a state representative over here in this part of Ohio for three terms for six years. But prior to that, I worked for a steel company called Nucor Steel, and that's what brought my wife and myself to Defiance back in 1988. And I ended up working at Nucor Steel for 27 years. My background is predominantly all private sector. I did retire from Nucor 10 years ago to run for state representative, and we won. I mentioned I was a three-term state rep as well. But the reason, Pastor, we ran for state senate, or I'm sorry, the reason we ran for state representative 10 years ago, and the reason that we're running for state senator right now, that reason is the same. It's never changed. This is something we're doing. We feel like this is where God needs us and wants us to be, and we're trying to be obedient to him.
Well, here's the most important thing is where you stand. Like, we have, in this ministry for 51 years, we've had one policy, no compromise, period. We don't compromise. And the number one issue, according to God, and he gets it right every time, is life, being pro-life.
Yes.
He came to give you life and more abundantly, and our opposition is pro-death. I mean, and so that's the number one issue. And
yep.
I was with Dr. Jack Wilkie and Barb, and Linda Tice, I think, and I are about the only two left on the original Ohio Right to Life board.
Yeah, and I know Linda.
Yeah. When we made our mission statement back then, and so we have been, for over 50 years, I promoted the pro-life movement. In fact, for a long time, this was the only pro-life radio program in Ohio where we were on a regular basis on pro-life. So that's issue number one, is pro-life. What is your issues on number two?
So, yes, I'm a pro-life champion. I'm proudly, my wife and I are both very proudly pro-life. You know, that's number one for us. Okay. And, you know, other issues as far as like politically speaking, you know, I believe, Pastor, in limited government, fiscal responsibility. I am a staunch defender of our Second Amendment. I'm a gun owner. I grew up on a farm. I live in Defiance, Ohio. Okay. I mentioned that already, but, Pastor, I actually grew up in Seneca County. My parents owned a small farm, about 17 miles east of Tiffin, about 2 miles east of a small community called Attica. And my dad was a state highway patrol officer, and I grew up with three brothers, and my dad taught me and my brothers how to handle a firearm, and certainly we had a lot of groundhogs on that farm that we needed to take care of, so those are some of my core, you know, beliefs, you know, limited government, fiscal responsibility. My wife and I were pro-life champions. You know, those are my core values, Pastor. right there. Those are.
When you were talking about farms, let me ask you this, because we know that now with AI out there and wanting to build all of these new information centers, you know, where they seem to be buying up all of our farmland. I'm real concerned about that, and I know Blackwater has bought up a lot of farmland. Bill Gates, now, he owns more farmland than anybody in the world right now. He's been buying up our farmland.
The Chinese have, too.
Yeah, the Chinese have been buying up. They're mostly around military bases as much as they can. So what can we do about that?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And here in Northwest Ohio, there's probably at least 3-4 data centers that are in construction phase. One right here in the Senate district that I hope to be able to represent here in Van Wert. I know there's one going to go down there. It's something that we need to definitely wrap our minds around. I think it's happening so fast, Pastor, that it's all of this, like, artificial intelligence, because that's what's driving this. And the world is changing so quickly. It's changing at rapid pace. And so I think probably the legislation around artificial intelligence around these data centers is slow to react. And I think we're probably falling behind, and we better get going here. But I mean, it's understandable why these companies want to come to Ohio, particularly Ohio, and locate these data centers. It's because Ohio is blessed abundantly. The good Lord has blessed Ohio abundantly with water and with natural gas. And that's what these data centers thrive on. They need what we have here in Ohio. They need, and particularly need, our natural gas. Because, to run these data centers requires so much electricity.
Well, that's one of the things that people really concerned about, the fact, too, that they need our water. They're very concerned about our water. And here you have, of course, those that are close to Lake Erie, they got plenty of water there. But what will be the results of that? I mean, but also when you're talking about, we do have, it seems like a lot of natural gas. But what about nuclear? It seems like nuclear would be the way to go without, using up. And, I don't think we could use up all our natural gas because the earth keeps replacing it. But so what do you think about that? Because there's still this fear of nuclear power plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no question, Pastor, that nuclear is the future. It is the future for the world, is nuclear power. And the advancements that man has made when it comes to, this technology and nuclear power is so much better than it was, 40 or 50 years ago when we had, we had these fears. We had the accident in New York, right? And obviously, the catastrophe over in over in Russia,
Chernobyl.
Yeah, Chernobyl. I'm going to have to jump in for 1 minute. All right, we have Rose in New York pledges 50. Thank you, Rose. And Karen in Illinois pledges 30. Thank you, Karen. Those numbers are 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Thank you, ladies. It makes me feel better when you're doing this, for real. But anyhow, here's another situation that I think is very, very important, and that is what's taking place here in Ohio. We have a large amount of children being trafficked. We know that that's happening. Sex for human sex trafficking, especially with the children. And we need to really, for real, do something about this for real. You have the situation, too, with the Somali. The Somali population here in Ohio. Right now, I just saw here that the Trump administration is saying that now the DOJ believes that it may be this where they've ripped off the taxpayers. It may reach $18 billion. They just said this today, and virtually 100% of the Somali population in Minnesota and Ohio and that are on welfare. They're all getting 100%. So what do we do about that?
Yeah, that's I think as Christians, right, Pastor, our hearts go out to all mankind. But what President Biden allowed to occur on that southern border, to me, was treasonous.
He didn't allow it. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
He brought those people in. He committed absolute treason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It absolutely. And we are all immigrants. I'm a German immigrant down the line. Someone came over from a Riedel clan. They came over from, Germany. All of us. And we need immigrants, right, Pastor? We do. But you have to come into this country lawfully.
Yeah. Legally.
And if you come into our country, if the first thing you do is break our law when you cross the border, you have to go home. You have to be sent back to where you came because you broke the law. So thank goodness President Trump has corrected that problem and clamped down on that southern border. But, to your point, what do we do with the mess that we have? I don't know if I have a good answer for you, Pastor, but it's certainly a quandary that we're in, that's for sure.
I got a question for you, too. This is Pastor Richard Lewis, Mr. Riedel. What's happening or what's your take on this property tax issue in Ohio?
Yeah. So there's no question that property taxes for everybody has increased at a very high clip, right? We're all paying higher property taxes than we've paid it ever, and we got to get control of that. And I think that the General Assembly has, they're working very hard on the issue, and I think they've come up with some pretty good ideas. But all local tax or property taxes are local, and we cannot, it would be it would be devastating if we just completely eliminated property taxes. And I'll use Defiance County, where I live, as an example. We're a border county. Defiance is only 45 minutes from Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is really the second largest city in Indiana. If the only way to replace $20 billion in property taxes, there's two ways to go about it. You can either raise the sales tax or you can raise our income taxes, right? Because I want the fire station here in Defiance to be operating if my neighbor's house is on fire or my house is on fire. I want our police to be funded properly. To do away with property taxes entirely would be irresponsible. would be irresponsible. Okay?
All right, let me respond to that. We have a young upstart here who's been he's on the board there shaking his head. Go ahead, upstart. Tell us what you think.
Well, first and foremost, I'm very glad that you brought up the case that a total abolishment of property tax is not a good thing. I know it sounds very appealing on the surface, but you're absolutely right. That creates a giant deficit. I work with a group called Ohio Homestead Heroes who have proposed a plan that we cut specifically private homeowner property tax that still leaves 31% of the active current collected property tax from businesses and LLCs. That means BlackRock, Amazon, corporations like that won't be able to come in and mass buy up land and avoid paying property tax. However, I do take a little bit of issue with all due respect of this ideology that, well, we have to replace it with either an increased sales tax or increased tax here. Because if we actually allocated funds properly, we really wouldn't have to make up that much tax. Going with a plan that still tax businesses, corporations, LLCs, that's 31% of it right there. If we scale back TIFs and abatements that have run rampant, that's another $6.8 billion right there. Maybe, wrong number there, $5 billion for TIFs and abatements. We can consolidate funds. We can doge Ohio, as people like to say. We can reallocate cannabis sales tax if we really want to reallocate taxes. We can roll back some income tax breaks if we're getting homeowner taxes. School funds, obviously, I know people don't like to hear that, but we're talking administration funds. There's no need to have 200-plus schools in Cleveland alone that are underfunded when we can combine school districts and cut administration costs. My biggest issue that people aren't addressing is the money's there. It's just not being used.
All right, but there's another point, and the point is this. You know, property tax are not lawful taxes. Property tax, God's word in the Bible is pretty clear, Richard. We're, you're not to tax the land, the property, okay? Right. And, well, especially when it comes to, the people who are on that property. One of the problems I have with the huge property tax are you have a lot of folks that are my age that could not afford these outrageous and criminal, and I believe they're corrupt criminal, unjustified increases in property taxes, and they've lost their homes. They paid the mortgage off, they worked there, and they lost their homes because of that. And
there has to be some freeze or elimination of the senior citizens at a certain point where they're not going to have to pay these property taxes. There has to be some kind of relief for people that have worked their whole lives in Ohio, paid the taxes in Ohio, and now all of a sudden they're going to lose their home, their very place where they live.
Well, when it comes to your homes and your property, like I said, God's word, the Bible's clear. That's not a lawful tax. Where it comes to corporations, that's a different story.
Yeah, they should be paying their taxes.
It doesn't speak to that, but anyhow, that's something we really need to look at. God seems to get it right every time, doesn't he?
That's a hot issue with us, Mr. Rydell. Where are you going with that? Do you have any idea?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any idea where your slant is on that?
No, I agree with what you're saying. Okay. I'm not in the General Assembly right now, and I'm not a property tax expert. I hear people talk, and I know what they're working on in Columbus, and I think they're working on some very good ideas. What you'd said, it's a very complex issue. It is incredibly complicated, and you really have to immerse yourself into it. And once I become a state senator, that's precisely what I will do. It's awfully complicated. There is no easy. There's not like a. It's not a simple matter. It's.
Okay. We'll hold you to that, you'll immerse yourself into it, though.
I'll just say it this way: if there was an easy solution, that solution would have already been found. Huh. Okay. This is a matter that's been the General Assembly has kicked this can down the road for many, many years, And now that, you know, it's you know, put up or shut up time. And
yeah, people are getting kind of tired right now because they've been abused. The politicians, you know, got greedy, and people are tired of this. You know, you can maybe get away with that in a blue state, one of the socialist states out there, but here in Ohio, and you know, people are just said no. You've gone too far with this. But anyhow, Marie in Massachusetts, she felt sorry for me too. She pledged 100. Thank you, Marie. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Craig, let me ask you this. You know, for the folks out there listening to you, how can they help you to want to get involved on your campaign and help you? We got a primary coming up. What is it, May 5th or something? I believe.
Yeah, Pastor. The primary election is on May the 5th. So it's actually coming up very quickly. I mean, it's almost just 4 months away. We are working incredibly hard. We're very confident that we're going to win this seat. We feel like we're very well positioned at this point. Our door-to-door efforts have been going terrific for us. We've been going door-to-door for over 3 months now, and we've gotten to visit with about 8,000 people at this point, and that's very encouraging. But it costs money, Pastor. You know, it costs money to win elections. And, you know, we estimate in this particular campaign that it's going to cost upwards of $500,000, $500,000. And our fundraising efforts are very strong. They're good. But it takes a lot of hard work. But we're confident that we're going to have the finances in order for us to execute our game plan down the stretch. But we do have a website, Pastor. It's CraigReedle4Ohio.com. That's CraigReedel 4Ohio.com. On that website, anybody, you can see what I believe in. I mentioned a few already, you know, my core principles, what I consider some of the main issues we're facing as a state. There's also, Pastor, there's if someone would want to make a contribution to our campaign, there's under the menu, there's a donate tab that someone could go there and they can make a contribution with their credit card, or they can actually, there's the information there is if they prefer to write a check, they can write a check and a contribution to our campaign. So yeah, that's CraigReedle4Ohio.com. So, you know, that's it. And prayers.
Craig, we're coming up to a hard break here. If you wanted to stay up on for a few more minutes, that's fine. Or if not, we'll have to just hang in there right now. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.